Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area. This.
Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Somebody needs to start talking.
Gabby Petito's parents and step-parents opening up about their desperate attempts to find answers, telling
I don't know why, but it just feels like it's a hopeless search. I'm not saying they're not going to find her, but it just feels like if there were better authority members running this, Brian would have been caught sooner, but I think the cops in the town of Northport helped him get away. That, or the people that were hired in this case to be the authority, are the biggest effing morons ever. I mean, we are either talking about covering up the case, or they're just a bunch of Chief Wiggums.
Dr. Phil, when they stopped hearing from Gabby, their first calls and texts were to Brian Laundrie's parents, who they say never replied.
A normal parent, when you text someone that they're going to call the cops because you can't find your child,
yeah,
they would reply.
Yeah, and that's what sucks too, is like there's all this proof all over the place that it seems like he did it, but we're just throwing out evidence. The thing is, until we find Brian hopefully alive so he can rot in jail forever, it's like, it's just, we're just talking. Feels like we're just doing a murder podcast. Like, let's find Brian. I really want them to find Brian.
Nothing.
No response, no nothing.
I do believe they know a lot more information than
that's the worst feeling.
Putting out there.
In response.
And it sucks that they have to go on Dr. Phil to get help. You know what I mean? Like, the authorities and the government and everybody running everything in this country is so awful that you had to go to Dr. Phil. Like, I'm glad Dr. Phil is able to help, I guess, but I just feel like they should have had better options.
Response to
them. And it's fine for them to choose Dr. Phil, but I just think, like, it could have been anybody else.
Petito family's claims, a lawyer for the Laundrie family replied, no comment. Laundrie's sister, Cassie, also speaking out in a new interview.
I don't know if my parents are involved.
Okay, so now we got the gaslighting all over the place. Why? And then we're giving, this is the problem, is we don't value life. We don't want to think about death. But now Gabby Petito, who's now dead because of her scumbag boyfriend, now you got Brian Laundrie's sister going on TV. You have Dog the Bounty Hunter. You have Dr. Phil. I don't ever want to hear any of those people say that they're looking for Gabby for the greater good, especially Dog the Bounty Hunter or Dr. Phil, because they're exploiting her. They're using her as a pawn, and it's depressing.
I think if they are, then they should come clean.
Yeah. The Laundrie family attorney has told NBC News in the past that Brian's parents do not know where he is.
Well, you don't know where he is, but you kind of know where he went. Like, my girlfriend right now, it's 10:52 on a Thursday. I'm recording this. She's going to see Candyman with her dad late at night. I don't know her exact location. Maybe she's on the road. Maybe she's in the bathroom at the movie theater. Maybe she's getting popcorn. I don't know where they're exact location is, because that's just the Laundry family doing a technicality. They don't know where Brian is at this current moment, but when he came back, they had a plan for him to escape. And it's very obvious. So the fact that the media is even letting them have that mindset to report the news like that, infuriating.
And did not assist in his disappearance. A lawyer for the Laundry family telling NBC News Brian left Utah on August 17th, 5 days after the couple was stopped by police.
And then it's just like, the cops let him go, and he just did that narcissistic, sociopathic thing where they have to take the moment away from the victim, and they're like, well, you know, I'm Brian Laundry, and life's really hard being a decently okay-looking Caucasian man in America. While Gabby's in the car crying, he's just walking around in front of the cop car like, oh, life's so hard. God.
The lawyer says Brian then flew back to Utah August 23rd to rejoin Gabby on their cross-country road trip.
Got it.
On September 19th, Gabby's remains were found near a campground.
It's crazy. Today's October 7th. That was like 3 weeks ago, and no progress has been made. Like, I feel like when we found Gabby's body, I was like, okay, progress is being made. And no, literally, I'm not saying I've been out there helping them out, helping them figure out where Gabby is. I haven't been contributing to the process, but it just feels like everything's being done wrong.
In the Bridger Teton National Forest, at some point in between, Laundry drove back to his parents' Florida home alone with...
Yeah, where's Gabby at?
The van the pair had been using on their trip.
And then when you see pictures of her, of him and Gabby, he just looks like such a bad dude. He seems like somebody who would blow up my DM saying I suck on the radio and would be very much a psycho. Like, because even the way he wrote a lot of his posts that were on social media, when you read them, it was very freaky. He didn't have a personality. He's like, some of these trees are older than we are. Like, none of it was about the moment. It was about everything around him. It was very much a sociopath that likes items.
Gabby's family believes Laundry is still out there.
Yeah.
They have one simple message for him.
Turn yourself in.
Turn yourself
Turn
in.
Yourself.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I just feel bad that the parents are on Dr. Phil asking this dude that murdered their daughter to turn himself in. Like, I feel like there should be, I don't know, I'm not saying Joe Biden comes down from his rocking chair and does something, but it just feels like no one's really helping. But thank God we have Dog the Bounty Hunter. And thank God we forgot about racism, I guess. Because everybody is woke and wants things to be equal for everybody of all skin colors, of all sexual orientations, but then we allow Dog the Bounty Hunter to come back into our lives. So, how do you want it?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. Go to FitSageFitness.com, sign up for a class, download his app, and if you don't live in the Florida area, don't worry. Do not have a panic attack. You can always work out with him online. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Well, it was good while it lasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Got a fanny.
Oh, happy hot topic.
to search for Gabby Petito's fiance hits day 19.
Yeah.
Gabby Petito's parents are speaking together in public for the first time.
Sitting down with Dr. Phil.
Plus a message to Brian Laundry, who remains at the center of a nationwide manhunt.
I want to see him in a jail cell for the rest.
So there's some of the news from this. A recap of it. And here is crazy-eyed piece of garbage Nancy Grace weighing in on it.
Escape criminal liability.
Yeah.
Right now, they are saying to the effect, oh, the FBI jogged our memories. Now we remember the last time we saw our son. It was the day before. I find that very hard to believe.
Okay. I've always been annoyed by Nancy Grace, but that was because 10 years ago she kept saying tam on about Casey Anthony. Tam on. She was infuriating 10 years ago. But the thing now is this: when you have Nancy Grace out there speaking more truth than our actual government figures, because the way she's talking here, she's very authoritative. Nancy Grace, please come back. We've missed you, baby.
Right now, they are saying to the effect, oh, the FBI jogged our memories. Now we remember the last time we saw our son. It was the day before. I find that very hard to believe. Now, Dog the Bounty Hunter is in on the search. And a lot of people poo-poo Dog the Bounty Hunter. But you know what? Reportedly, Dwayne Chapman has handed over evidence that he found near DeSoto Park.
It's such a bad thing. First of all, well, I'll explain. First of all, you have her saying poo-poo, which is very bizarre. I just feel like Nancy Grace probably doesn't have the best hygiene or something. Because she's very lowbrow. It makes you wonder, what the hell's going on over there? But also, the fact that when I said it's a bad thing, it's not a bad thing that Dog the Bounty Hunter is potentially making progress on finding Brian Laundry. The issue is Dog the Bounty Hunter and Nancy Grace and Dr. Phil seem to be doing more than the cops. That's the big problem here. We're not hating on Dog the Bounty Hunter. We're not hating on Nancy Grace or Dr. Phil. They're doing their thing. It's fine and dandy if they want to exploit her. That's what we expect from Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's what we expect from Nancy Grace. That's what we expect from Dr. Phil especially. But the big problem here, folks, is that it seems like they're doing more than the authorities. And hey, maybe that's the new way cops do it now, is to help allegedly cover it up. I'm just saying.
He's the hiker who says he had a run-in with Brian Laundry. How certain are you?
All right, that's all I'm going to play. I'll explain why. You're going to go, I want to hear from the person who saw Brian Laundry. I'm interested in that because I'm into true crime. No. Someone is dead. There is a girl who has a ton of friends, and their friends will never see her again. Her parents will never see her again. This is real life. Death is real. I feel like everyone's trying to suppress it, and I suppress it too. But I'm saying, it seems like we're treating this like it's a video game. It seems like Brian Laundry is getting away with it. It seems like everything is fine with Brian Laundry. It just seems like we're just letting him escape. I'm not saying I have an answer. It just seems like when Dr. Phil and Nancy Grace are coming up with more ideas, we got a problem here. And then the other problem is the media wants to keep talking about it because there's really nothing else to talk about lately. So they keep interviewing people. I think I saw Brian Laundry one time have a panic attack at a CVS in the middle of Delaware. It's like, okay, do you have any info now? Because that was the past. And it was so long ago that a lot of these accusations where they saw Brian Laundry was when Gabby was alive. So this was a whole different era ago. I don't need to hear from the people. Oh, I walked by him in Wyoming. He was yelling at people. Yeah. He's a murderer. I'm not shocked that he'd be yelling at people. He's a sociopath. He doesn't feel feelings, and he's probably a psychopath because sociopaths are just like psychopaths. They're just not as violent and sexual. But I'd say he's a psychopath. You're saying to me, hear me out. You're saying that somebody who is a sociopath and a bad person and a murderer would act out in public and people may meet people like that and see him? I'm just saying, the media is just treating us like a circus. I feel really bad for Gabby's parents. I feel bad for Gabby because, like, no one should ever die being a circus act. And she's not a circus act, but the media is making it into it. It's a big problem. But we just suppress him and go, oh, we like murder podcasts. We like murder TV shows. We like murder documentaries. But you don't want to think about the concept of murder. Or if someone you knew was murdered, you wouldn't want a documentary and a podcast series and everything to be made about them. I'm just saying, as I wrap this up, and I'll go to break, and then we will talk about more celebrity news. But I'm just saying, think about what you're getting into. When you're getting into these murder podcasts, getting into these murder documentaries, and you're getting really into Gabby Petito, you're treating it like a sport. You're just treating it like it's a circus act. And think about if it was your life. We'll be right back.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment, I don't know if you can tell. I should probably do this more often. I'm talking quiet because it's 11:05 at night. And I don't want to wake up my neighbors, so I'm talking really quiet today. This following segment has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you, I'm a man of my words, that they are the best in the Bay, I'm trying to get you guys a hookup on the best hot sauce. I'm really doing this because I'm looking out for you, I care about you, and I'm rooting for the best in you. So go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. If you live in Florida, it has all the locations where you can purchase it in person. And if you don't live in Florida, purchase it online at TampaBayHotSauce.com, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Is ready to start dating again after
whoever Scott Disick dates in the future, it'll be, "Hi, my name's Scott. Nice to meet you. I don't really want to know your name. I just want to bang you." And the girl will begin talking to Scott, and within 2 minutes, he will bring up Courtney because he is not over her.
Scott Disick is ready to start dating again after his split from Amelia Hamlin.
Yeah.
A source.
Oh, it takes a real strong man to get over dating a woman half your age. How'd you do it, Scotty?
Tells ET, quote, Scott is interested in putting himself back out there again and dating, adding that he has a hard time being alone and likes having some sort of female companionship.
Man, does not sound healthy. He was so desperate. He wanted to hang out with a girl that he was 25 years old when she was in kindergarten.
Whether it's serious or not. As for Amelia, ET source says they are fully done and she has no plans on going back to him. Quote, she feels like she saw his true colors and realizes that he is not what she wants.
Yeah, she wants somebody that actually can last for more than 5 minutes. And she wants somebody who she has a future with. And she sees Scott and she's like, yeah, nope. I feel like girls look at Scott and they like the idea of Scott. But then you date Scott and you bang Scott. And you go, eh, why did I ever even like the idea of you? I don't even like you now.
As for those true colors, that seems to be a reference to the social media snafu that went down in the DMs last month.
Yeah, and down in the DMs. They always sound so Caucasian when they say that.
When Eunice Benjamin, who previously dated Scott's other ex, Kourtney Kardashian, shared an alleged DM Scott sent him, shading Kourt's PDA with her current beau, Travis Barker. A source told ET at the time that, quote, Scott was trying to write the situation off as nothing, but as the days went by, Amelia was more and more hurt by the whole thing.
Amelia and Scott.
What the f***?
So sometimes I get into it with coworkers at work and we just hang out and argue and it gives me anxiety. Then I go home and I go on Pornhub. Then I'm all relaxed. But then for the rest of the day, I don't have drama. But I cannot imagine, even though they're good looking and they have a lot of good sex, I can't imagine living the life of the Kardashians. I mean, you are literally always in an argument. Sounds like half the girls in South Tampa.
Yeah, I like, mean, it's a what the f- moment. You're like, what the f-?
Yeah.
She's 19. He's 37 with three kids. Hello.
I am a little nervous about it.
I'm a lot nervous about it.
That was Amelia's mom, Lisa Rinna, talking about the model's relationship with Scott during a June episode of The Real Housewives of
It's got to be weird when her mom walks in. And speaks to her father and goes, did you hear that Amelia is dating someone? And he's like, oh, who? Was it Johnny from Boy Scouts? I don't know why I said Boy Scouts. But she goes, no, it's Scott Disick. There's got to be that moment if you're a father and you care and if you're a mother and you care where you just feel like a failure because your 19-year-old daughter, it's not even a, it doesn't matter the age. Scott Disick could be 22 years old and dating her at 19. Scott Disick could be 70 and dating her at 19. But this same point would go at any age of Scott Disick. You're dating Scott Disick. Like, you failed as a parent when your daughter finds attraction in him.
Beverly Hills. Fast forward to the show's finale, and here's the update that was shared in Lisa's postseason wrap-up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Quote, Lisa finally approves of Amelia and Scott's relationship.
And then they break up.
Now that Amelia has called it quits.
Oh, true.
Great. Come on. We do a TV show.
You're not annoying.
Last month, during an appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, the reality star said she had no regrets about how she reacted to her daughter dating the 38-year-old.
You know, I've actually been quite nice about Scott Disick, yeah. And I would never say that out loud. Anything. I might have thought.
You're so brave.
Things okay. That weren't very good.
You can
good.
Atone for your thoughts.
Can I atone for my thoughts?
Silently.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
I mean, you weren't, I mean, on the show, on broadcast television, you weren't totally thrilled about it.
Oh, whatever. What's funny about her is like, how do I word it? Never mind. I was just saying, how do I word this? It feels like, if she hated Scott Disick so much, she wouldn't talk about him to not give him the time of day and move on. But it seems like Scott Disick and everybody he pisses off, it's a love-hate relationship because either way, people are talking about you. Like, if you really hated Scott Disick, you wouldn't talk about him anymore. He wouldn't even exist in your world. It's like when people say, oh, I hate Ryan Hoppe, but I'm going to talk about him for 2 hours on my radio show. You may not like me, but you like the content I bring. I'm a narcissist.
Doja Cat is getting candid about her extremely demanding work schedule in a series of eye-opening tweets where she told fans she's not happy and she simply just wants to be alone. Let's get into it.
Okay.
From the outside looking in, the life of a celebrity may seem all glitz.
No, it seems awful. Oh, I want to be a celebrity. I mean, I want to be a local celebrity, radio celebrity, which I am. I've manifested it. No, but seriously, like, I would never want to be top of the game celebrity. I don't need to have cameras coming over here. Ryan, how the hell is your hot girlfriend doing? That's what everybody asks me. Ah, forget about my podcast and everything I work on. How's your hot girlfriend? Yeah. How's your hot girlfriend? How's your hot girlfriend? Can we get a picture of her? Can we get a picture of her? How's your hot girlfriend? She's really good. We banged last night, is what I feel like saying every time.
And glamour, private planes, and stacks of cash. But at times, the pressure is simply too much for anyone to handle, including some of the biggest names in the game.
Tell me about it.
Doja Cat is no exception to the exhaustion, as she took to Twitter on Wednesday to vent to fans in a series of since-deleted tweets about how overworked and run down she is. She started out by saying, "I'm just tired. I don't want to do anything. I'm not happy. I'm done saying..."
Oh man, are we living the same life or what? I just am not a millionaire and I don't use autotune.
"Yes to motherfucker. Because I can't even have a week to just chill. Oh, I want to be alone." Doja went on to admit that her sadness and exhaustion is nobody's fault but hers, adding, "I just keep agreeing to it I don't want to do in the future. Oh, it's my own fault. And then I'm too tired to put any effort into this because I'm so run down from everything else." She continued on her tweet spree with comments like, "I like don't care anymore, man." And
man, call 1-800.
When one fan responded to her suggesting that she just not do her upcoming shows, Doja said, "I have to." Doja's confession...
Doja's not that rich. Like, I wouldn't mind having her net worth, don't get me wrong, if you were to say, "Hey, Ryan Hoppy, you want some money? I'll take some money." But at the same time, she's not that rich. Like, she's got to work to maintain that millions that she has in her bank account. So that's a lot of dancing and doing shows.
Immediately sparked an internet-wide debate among her fans, many of which were quick to support her, especially after a year of such extreme mental health awareness. One user said, "If Doja needs to miss this week's ACL concert for herself, I'm completely okay with it."
Thank God we got the random person off of social media's approval. That's what she wants. Dixie123. You're the authority that matters, Dixie123, not her record label. Or her agent, or Doja Cat. Thank God for Dixie123. Oh, jeez. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, on zradiolive.com, and search up Z Radio Live on the Odyssey app. And you can hear us on QuadPod at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. What else is going on in the world of celebrities?
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do.
So imagine you have $35 million home and you're selling it because you rarely spend time in the state that it's in.
Wait, you're selling my house?
Well, that seems to be the case for Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm. According to the Wall Street Journal, the couple is selling their Hollywood Hills mansion in LA for a cool $35 million.
No big deal. Let me just reach into my pocket.
A source told People that the singer and the actress are selling because they spend most of their time in their home in Montana. The insider also added they're rarely in LA and are happy to live in Montana. They also still have a place on the East Coast. Well, good for them.
You don't sound disgruntled.
And switching gears to actor Charlie Sheen and his nasty divorce proceedings from actress.
Every time I just hear Charlie Sheen's name, like, I haven't had sex with him, so I don't have HPV because of him. But I feel like every time I hear Charlie Sheen's name, I just feel like I need to go to an HPV clinic just to get a checkup. Just hearing the words Charlie Sheen go into your eardrums, you just feel a little skanky.
Actress Denise Richards. According to Us Weekly, Sheen's request to stop paying his ex-wife child support after their oldest...
Whoa, he's a deadbeat dad? Who would have saw that coming?
...daughter moved into his home has been granted. The 2.5 Men star filed a request for an order to change the ex's child support arrangement in December 2019. The former couple share two daughters and have worked out a 50-50 schedule, but that...
Oh, man, I hope they don't have daddy issues.
That arrangement changed in the past few months.
Yeah.
A source told Us Weekly that Richards wasn't at the hearing because she was working out of state.
Oh, she's so busy being Denise Richards.
Which Charlie was well aware of, and Denise was never served this court date, claiming that Sheen did this on purpose so she wasn't able to be there. And finally, wrapping today with some good news. According to People magazine, Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, is really happy for the singer amid her recent...
Oh, thank God we got K-Fed's approval. Gaslighting. Oh, wait. That's K-Fed we're talking about? Of course he's going to gaslight somebody. I'm just saying. Never, ever thought about Kevin Federline and been like, oh, what a talented, handsome dude. what's going on with Britney?
Why don't you ask the fans?
Maybe I should have to ask the fans where we should get married.
All right, before we get to this, it's her getting advice about
having a wedding on TikTok. Sounds healthy. I'm Scott Ferrell on the bench on CBS Radio. Geno Smith just threw an interception Monday Night Football 23-17 Los Angeles Rams over the Seahawks. It's so weird watching it live. I feel like I'm Scott Ferrell. So Geno Smith just threw an interception to the Los Angeles Rams, and he's doing that thing that bad backup quarterbacks do where they like pretend like, oh, it was your fault for not being there. I tweeted out that this night, this game, the Seahawks and Rams that's currently on, and if you're listening 2 weeks later, it doesn't matter, that this moment for the Seahawks to win or lose wasn't as big of a moment as it was for Geno Smith, and oh, he crapped the bed. Speaking of crapping the bed.
Why don't you ask the fans?
Maybe I should have to ask the fans where we should get married. I think that is a very good idea. I have no idea where I want to get married.
Hey, who needs a wedding planner when you have the Free Britney movement? Oh, Britney Spears looked to her social media brain trust with a very important question.
What?
Following the pop icon and longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari announcing their engagement last month.
I feel like every Britney fan doesn't really dig Sam, doesn't really like Sam, but the problem is you got to go along with Sam because he's not really going away.
Look at that. You like it?
Yeah.
The singer shared this TikTok on Tuesday featuring Britney and her fiancé wearing these Disney-fied filters. Before thinking about saying yes to a dress, Britney wants to figure out where to say I do.
Not with him?
Why don't you ask the fans?
Maybe I should have to ask the fans where we should get married. I think that is a very good idea.
Very good idea. Oh, she's got such a cute voice.
Hey guys, we have a predicament, a really big problem right now. I have no idea.
How much cocaine is she on? She's talking very fast. And we'll even, like, she's always talking fast. Britney Spears is never not talking fast. Because when you're crazy, and I can relate to being crazy, you're always crazy. So she's always going to talk crazy, but this is especially crazy for her. This is some cocaine.
Okay, guys, we have a predicament, a really big problem right now. I have no idea when I want to get married.
But, hey, at least she has a short list.
We don't know if we want to get married in Italy, or Greece, Australia, or New York City.
This all comes less than a week after major change came to her life.
It's been a lot of hard work. It's been intense.
And I'm making a boatload of money being her lawyer.
Britney's proud.
The court removed her father, Jamie Spears, as conservator, setting in motion a likely end to the entire conservatorship.
She, of course, is engaged. What does she want to do once this conservatorship ends? Because you fought so ferociously already to make that happen.
Well, that's a good question. And what I would say to that is, for the first time in about 13 years, that decision will be up to Britney.
That decision. I got to talk like this. You sound like a smart lawyer. This decision.
And only Britney. And
that sound like Midwest radio shock jocks. Gotta talk like this to be tough. Yes.
A good question. And what I would say to that is, for the first time in about 13 years, that decision will be up to Britney and only Britney.
Okay.
And that's a great thing.
Got it.
Following the court's suspension of Britney's father, her attorney assured her supporters that his client was celebrating.
I can't
celebrate good times. 2-point conversion. Anything's on the table after a conservatorship ends, or is suspended, rather.
Say where she is, but she's in a much nicer place than this. And
she's not around you.
She is on cloud nine.
And 1 week later, we know now that cloud nine includes the South Pacific and the dessert cart.
Cool.
We're at this beautiful place in France. This is the French Polynesia.
I love her trying to do accents. It's adorable.
My children had to tell me, Mommy, you're in France. I thought the French Polynesia was actually a different type of place. Oh my God. Dinner was amazing because, you know what, I got to leave.
So they're using buggy eyes, those ones that you can get from the Bitmoji feature on Snapchat, and I literally thought it was her buggy crazy eyes. Oh, poor Brittany. All right. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Oh, you can get posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need at WestchasePrinting.com, at WestchasePrinting, on all social media. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you, and it'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey, hey! It's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my...
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Terrified kids scramble for cover as inexplicable violence breaks out in a classroom. A teacher posted this photo saying, "We are in lockdown. The shots were fired just down the hall from our classroom. Our classroom door is barricaded."
It's a new normal, man. I hate it. I remember when there was like a few shootings in 2007 at like NIU, and I remember, I don't want to make people feel old, but I was in kindergarten during Columbine, but man, it just seems like it's an everyday thing now, and we're desensitized as F to it.
It reportedly started when a fight broke out between students at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas. Four people were injured, and the armed student fled the school grounds in a car.
This person is considered to be armed and dangerous.
A long row of school buses waited outside to take students to safety. Security experts fear more school shootings are inevitable now that schools nationwide are back in business after pandemic lockdown.
Yeah, you know, all these kids that are psychopaths, this is like, you held them in forever and ever. And all the kids that are psychopaths usually have bad parents. So for a year and a half during the quarantine, they were hanging out with their parents, and then the evil just boiled up.
We're particularly concerned that we're going to see a dramatic increase in school.
Well, don't manifest it, dummy. Give out advice on how to prevent it, you asswipe. I hate that. The media's like, we predict that the awful things are going to happen. Why not, I don't know, give out tips on mental health or something, man? Oh, that's right. It's the media, and they live off of failure. It's the media, and they're here to exploit our minds. And we love every single second of it. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
This woman is about to key a Tesla.
Ooh, she's edgy. Watch out. The chubby girl in the Adidas shirt, doesn't matter. Ooh, watch out.
Mean spirited.
I would say the same thing if it was a chubby guy. I said I was not sexist, but ooh, the chubby person in the shirt. Watch out.
Acts of vandalism are happening across the USA to Tesla owners, and they're all caught on security cameras, which are equipped on Teslas. Total damage, $1,500. Once is not enough for this woman who keys a Tesla twice. This granny repeatedly keys a car in a parking lot in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Getting it repaired won't be cheap, says owner Amanda Aubin.
Right now,
yeah, Teslas aren't the cheapest cars.
Now the estimate is at $7,650.
Mm. And look at this random attack.
I was speechless, and then anger came in. And
yeah, you're not like, woo!
What?
Wrong button. You're not like, woo! My car got keyed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be a little angry.
And I just couldn't believe someone did this on purpose.
Me neither.
What's at the heart of this kind of vandalism? I think it's the presumption of Tesla owners being rich or snobby.
I mean, if the glove fits, it doesn't
fit. One social media comment. It's not just keying. This guy rams a shopping cart into a Tesla. Yeah. This driver swerves at full speed, aiming for the Tesla. And this motorcyclist yanks off a Tesla mirror. Vlad Fayer, owner of Brooklyn Motors, which...
Alrighty, all first world problems. My car got keyed. I mean, I should have manifested that. I don't live in the best apartment complex.
New this morning, the Facebook founder's forceful defense. Mark Zuckerberg, in a lengthy post to his staff, writing, "I think most of us just don't recognize the false picture of the company that is being painted."
Oh, poor baby. No, I think we got a pretty good painting of it, Mark.
His rebuttal to dramatic testimony from a former employee.
Facebook's products harm children, stoke division.
Did she like bang him or something? Like she's got a really big venom against him, like real big.
And weaken our democracy.
Zuckerberg, yeah. Never mentioning by name.
Well, if Facebook's the thing that weakened it, I don't know. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Name whistleblower Frances Haugen, who painted a damning picture of Facebook and its products.
The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people.
Duh.
Zuckerberg writes, "That's just not true."
I love it. What always happens is he just goes, "No, it's not true." It's like when a Kardashian goes back with their ex, they're like, "It's not true. We know it's true, but because you said it's not true, we're going to believe you. Even though you've sold all our info to other countries and whatever. You've had to go to Congress. Oh, but because Mark Zuckerberg claims it's not true. Oh, well, bow down to your greatness, you sociopathic, bug-eyed creep."
Calling it illogical to suggest Facebook's algorithm promotes hateful, divisive content.
All I've seen is hateful, divisive comments. It's the first thing that shows up every time you click on any news link from like your local TV, from your local TV affiliate or whatever. You always see the mean comments. And what I noticed recently, I'm not saying LeBron doesn't deserve good comments, but usually his comment section is always just a bunch of hate. And today when he posted a picture with him and his kid, Bron, I mean, maybe it was just good comments, but for once it was just good comments. Like maybe there wasn't a hater in the world, but it kind of seemed like Facebook filtered it out. And I was cool with it, man.
As Haugen suggests, quote, "We make money from ads, and advertisers consistently tell us they don't want their ads next to harmful or angry content." And he called it difficult to read the mischaracterization of research into how Instagram affects younger people, with Haugen saying Facebook knows that app can be toxic for teens.
Duh.
And in the end, the buck stops with Mark.
She wants Congress to act with new regulations. And Zuckerberg, who's appeared four times on Capitol Hill since last summer, says he does too, but...
Yeah, like we're going to overlook that. Visiting Capitol Hill four times in a year. Yeah, not a big deal at all. Not a suspicious guy he is.
Still not much action yet.
What's changed?
Sounds like his bedroom.
Is Ms. Haugen. And her courage.
You think she's the tipping point?
I think she has allowed us to get...
All right, Boomer, relax. She's a real whistleblower. yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Oh my God, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Red Sox!
Here to the Tampa Bay Rays.
So this news headline is from prior to the Rays winning 4-0 over the Red Sox. Everybody cares, right? We're just hanging out watching the Rays. Yeah. Well, let's see what ABC Action News is able to cook up. This is before the game. An inside look on the Rays. I can't tell you one player. Kevin Kiermaier, I know he's good looking and girls drool over him.
Turning next year to the Tampa Bay Rays as they take on a familiar foe tonight in game one of the American League Division Series.
Who, their
the
fans?
Boston Red Sox and
Oh, when they said a big foe, I thought it was their lack of fans.
Sports anchor Kyle Berger joining us live from the Trop. Kyle, the Rays, they played the Red Sox 19 times this season. We beat them 11 times. So, you know,
Oh, I love that sport anchor thing. I play on a team. Like they're trying to be relatable. Oh yeah, I said we like we're a big family amongst millionaires and a team that wants to move out of the city. Oh, a big family we are. We. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'll take those numbers.
Yeah, so far so good. The Rays have checked off every goal they set out for themselves. The start of spring training. They're back in the postseason for a third straight year. They won the American League.
All righty, they're like literally doing a resume. It's like when you're in a college class and you're doing that opening presentation about this is what I've accomplished and this and this, and you're 19 years old and you think everybody cares about what you've accomplished. That's what this news reporter's doing. He's like, I know everybody watching has no idea what they've achieved this year, so I'm going to read a list of it. I'm going to read off their LinkedIn accolades.
For a third straight year. They won the American League East for a second consecutive season, and they won 100 games.
But I will tell you right now, if you're in Chicago, they're not reading off the accomplishments of the Cubs and White Sox. I mean, there weren't much to applaud for the Cubs this year, but the White Sox are in the playoffs. Yeah, they lost today. Look at me talking about baseball. I just saw the score. But I'm saying down here in Tampa, they're literally having to teach you like you're in kindergarten. They won 100 games and have been to the playoffs 3 years in a row. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
To the battle over social media. Tonight, we look at those filters on platforms like Instagram that can radically change our online appearance. Are they contributing to what a Facebook whistleblower this week called a toxic environment for...
Yes. My life's too short to keep playing that clip, but the answer is yes. They are contributing to it. I got to go to break real quick, but this next headline is more depressing than any funeral I've been to, than any emotional death in a movie or TV show. And I will not drag on this dramatic voice, and we will go to break, and you will find out after this what is more depressing than everything I just put into a list after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Classes at 6 p.m. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
And those price hikes aren't just in the diaper aisle. Stores across the country are having to raise their prices across the board as a result of pandemic delays and higher shipping costs.
One of the latest, the Dollar Tree store.
I'm going to quit doing the dramatic crying thing. But this seriously is the worst thing I've ever heard. You only go to Dollar Tree and wait in line with people that have 70 things in the cart. Deal with the homeless people because you're paying for things that are a dollar. You drive 20 minutes out of your way to get shampoo, lube, energy drinks, beef jerky, and AA batteries for $5. I'm just saying. Now it might be more. It's not going to be a dollar anymore. No, thank you. I will just go to Target and pay the dollar more. My life is too short to pay $1.75 when it should be $1.
store. ABC Action News reporter Rochelle Aline is in Tampa to explain why this particular increase could really hurt many people.
Yeah, a lot of people are poor. There's no full-time jobs.
That's because some people use these stores as their grocery stores. I actually spoke to a few people coming out of a Dollar Tree earlier today, and they told me with the price increase, they're not going to be able to afford everything they need.
Yeah, and the thing with Dollar Tree, too, is like, it's not an exciting place. Like, it just looks depressing. Like, you never walk into a Dollar Tree and you're like, hell yeah, I'm in a good mood, but you leave with great results. It's like going to a strip club during the day, literally, is what Dollar Tree is. I wonder what Dollar Tree would be like at night.
It's no secret that the pandemic has led to a financial and food crisis for many.
We know that there are more people in need of food today than there were 2 years ago.
Nonprofit Feeding Tampa Bay says those hardest hit are having to make tough choices to stay afloat.
People who are food insecure are already making trade-off choices. Right? Do I delay a bill here or there? How much do I feed my dog or my...
Oh, thank God we got all these elected officials helping us.
A cat, you know, can I pay for my medicine this month?
An economist like USF professor Michael Snipe says for some, the decisions are only going to get more difficult.
25.
Here's what's funny is whenever they want to talk to a really smart person in the Tampa Bay area on ABC Action News, they always go to a USF professor. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but I've noticed that.
5 cents plus 25 plus 10 cents plus 25 cents is going to add up very quickly.
That's after Dollar Tree, a staple store for many on fixed incomes, announced that it's looking to raise certain prices by a minimum of 25 cents.
That is definitely something that has the potential to really eat into the cost of living.
So even though I'm part-time in radio, I treat myself like I'm a full-time morning radio superstar. I'm always treating myself like I should be treated with the utmost respect. And you all in your lifetime should feel the same way. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I make a lot of money in radio. And a lot of my coworkers will complain about the lack of money we make. And I just kind of like suppress it, you know? So every dollar in this situation matters. So when you're going to Dollar Tree and something is 25 cents more, so the people that are middle class and rich listening to this, because we get all demographics, the people that are middle class and rich, 25 cents is a big deal.
And the standard of living that some lower income individuals might experience.
Snipes predicts that the price hikes will force more people out of grocery stores and into donation lines, which he says is bad for us all.
That does have...
And you know, it's because they needed to get a new jet at Dollar Tree. They were probably trying to cut costs.
All right, now let's start with Rihanna and John Mayer because they might be...
Why? John Mayer, man, his penis needs to go into the Hall of Fame.
Working on something together. This week, the singers were spotted leaving the same West Hollywood restaurant, and it prompted some fans to wonder if a music collab was in the works. Although they were photographed...
I just need Rihanna to make new music. I miss you, baby. That didn't sound creepy at all.
Outside separately, Page Six claims that these two did meet up beforehand and it didn't take long for the quote-unquote new music narratives to start. One user tweeted that these two were probably doing a song together, while another person optimistic...
Or they're just doing each other. She's like, I need to find out what's so good about John Mayer.
...wrote, if they could just release a song together, dot, dot, dot.
That'd be a weird song, man. I imagine it sounding like the Umbrella remix with Chris Brown from 13 years ago where they kind of did the duet. Oh, man. And then 2 years later, he beat her up, man. That was weird. Like for a few years, I guess minutes, it seems like. We thought Chris Brown was a good person. I mean, he's talented. He's a hell of a singer and a hell of a dancer. But I don't want him hanging around my future daughter. I don't know. That was weird to say.
Call, we did report that Brianna said her next project would sound completely different, so maybe this is a part of that process. But all right, on to Camila Cabello's recent Glamour cover. The singer opened up about her mental health and insecurities, and she also shared how her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, helps her deal with it all.
I find her to be irritating as hell, and I said that in the most irritating way to be funny, But a shout out to her for being honest about her mental health.
When it comes to body negativity, Camila revealed that she has certain coping mechanisms, such as overeating junk food until she has a stomach ache. However, the Havana singer shared that she relies heavily on Sean to help her overcome some of these obstacles.
The worst part about overeating and getting a stomach ache is this. In the moment, it feels really good, and you should have like a free pass once a week to just eat as much junk food and not get sick. Because then when you're on the toilet, you're regretting it, but in the moment, that whole bag of chips, it helped all your anxiety.
One example Camila shared was an instance at the VMAs party when she had the urge to act on her negative thoughts, but the Stitches singer quickly talked her out of it. Camila also revealed that her and Sean both lean on each other equally for support and hold each other accountable. And that's on being in a good relationship.
I think they're a little irritating, but they remind me of me and my girlfriend because we lean on each other a lot.
Relationship. Okay, and now let's jump into Justin and Hailey Bieber. Apparently, The Sun got an exclusive first look at Justin's Amazon Prime documentary, Justin Bieber, Our World. And in it, the singer reportedly says he is ready to expand his family. The Sun reports that
nothing says good family like hanging out. Oh, yeah, Hailey wasn't the side chick at all.
In the clip, the Peaches singer shared his hopes for 2021 and at the end asked Hailey if they could start trying for a baby and, quote, squish out a nugget.
It's not how it works, Justin.
Comes just a few weeks after fans were speculating Hailey was pregnant after
If you want to squish out a nugget, go to McDonald's. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Let's begin today with some exciting news as we get closer to Kim Kardashian hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. The SNL Instagram account posted a photo of the Skims founder during the
I really hope they make fun of how much sex those girls have had. Like, if they act like they don't have any faults, it'll be irritating. But I think potentially, it might be ironically or us laughing at them, but I do believe that this might be the funniest SNL episode ever.
The table read, and in it, Kim had her script in hand and was wearing all black, including a black face mask. They must be just as excited as we are for the SNL appearance because they captioned the pic Kim Kardashian with several exclamation marks. Kim also shared the same.
They're like, I bet Pete Davidson gets really nervous around her because she probably has the energy that she thinks she's above him. But oh man, she's crazy too. Actually, think about that. Could you imagine that? She literally starts dating Pete Davidson. Ooh, I call it now. She's going to have an interest with him because he's got that big dick energy. And what's going to happen is this. They're going to start dating. I call it right now. If I had money. Actually, I just don't have the money yet. But I'm going to manifest the millions. And when I get those millions with the, not imaginary money, but the money that I don't currently have in my bank account of 10 bucks, I'm going to put down 10,000 and say that she will be banging Pete Davidson by Christmas.
Same photo on her Instagram story and posted a metal bottle she was given by SNL that said Kim Kardashian West on it. Speaking of TV appearances, there is one Kardashian Jenner family member that will not be a part of the upcoming Hulu series. A source told E! News that Rob Kardashian is not planning to participate in the new show.
Oh no, we're going to miss out on your great personality and looks.
Adding that the 34-year-old is enjoying life outside of the public
eye. Yeah, he doesn't need that. He doesn't need to be in the public eye. He's too busy getting pink eye.
The insider also added that Rob feels that he's in a great headspace right now. He truly needed some time away and to himself to get his mindset straight and is now living a very healthy lifestyle. However, he might consider being on the show in the future, they added. What do you guys think? Will we see him make a guest spot in the new series? And finally, wrapping today with Kim Kardashian's ex Ray J, who is filing for divorce for the third time from his wife, Princess Love. The singer is reportedly in the
You're telling me trying to go back to her the third time didn't work? Who would have saw that coming? Oh, you always go back to your exes.
Hospital right now fighting pneumonia, but that doesn't seem to be stopping him in the fight for justice.
I don't care anymore. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about Ray J. If I had one wish.
A terrifying week for Ray J. Rushed to the hospital, incredibly sick, placed in the COVID wing.
I thought a terrifying week for Ray J would be admitting that he effed up on not climbing on the cloud of the Kardashians. That, to me, would be a frightening week for Ray J. But no, you put life into perspective, and it's that he has the pneumonia. That's all it is. Don't worry. It's not COVID.
Problem is, he didn't have the freaking COVID.
He went to a Miami hospital 4 days ago, and they initially thought that he had COVID because he had symptoms of pneumonia, and they did diagnose him with pneumonia.
He was in the COVID wing for 2 days. They did five tests, all of which came back negative.
It's a lot of tests. Everybody made such a big deal about the COVID test of getting the thing put up your nose. I mean, you're alive. You're above the ground. You don't have COVID. Shut up.
And you kind of understand it from the doctor's perspective because, you know, it could be a false negative.
Turns out it was a positive negative or true negative. Whatever. He does.
That voice irritates me. 856-49 on me. It's 856-494. Give me a round of applause. I'm so busy with my right hand from patting myself on the back of how great I am and for other reasons. My right hand is always sore, either working out, watching porn, or patting myself on the back. It's pretty much all I do all day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Go to richkbarber.com. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And when you sit down in that seat, all you got to do, man, he would hook you up with a great deal anyway. But tell him that I sent you, and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
856-49-HOPPY. Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So Clint Eastwood just scored a huge victory in his CBD case. So
yeah. Oh, he's not taking the CBD? Clint Eastwood seems like somebody that needs CBD, but he's also knocking on death's door, so you really can't blame him for wanting as much money until you die, I guess.
Remember, Clint sued this CBD company from Lithuania saying they're using a bunch of fake interviews with me saying I endorse the CBD product.
That's kind of bad. I didn't know that part about it. I should probably have done prep before this segment, but I like to learn what I'm listening to in real time with the listeners because I'm a really good radio host.
I absolutely don't. So he sued, and the judge said, here's $6.1 million.
Which is Clint Eastwood pissed off because they used.
I don't care anymore. Smoke weed every day, not at all.
Ariana Grande just scored a major victory in the recent case involving a man who showed up to her house with a knife and threatened to kill her.
Yeah. Oh, but they were just saying in that previous news clip that it looks so glamorous to be a celebrity. I mean, this poor girl had death threats. I mean, all she's doing is singing and being an auto-tuned angel.
But don't worry, guys. Ari is now officially safe from harm's way. Let's get into this. Okay.
Not long after it was reported that a man had camped outside Ariana Grande's Los Angeles home wielding a large hunting knife, Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Reginald L. Neal has officially granted her a restraining order amid the man's September arrest. Mm-hmm. Late last month, we reported on the terrifying incident that led Ariana to fear for her life after the man in question, Aharon Brown, who had been following her over the course of the past 7 months, flashed a knife outside her home and threatened to kill her. We'll link the story right up here for more details, but I am thrilled to report that Ari's recent court case has now resulted in a 5-year restraining order against Brown.
I don't get these orders. Like, when the guy is that creepy, it's not like in 2026. Man, that made me feel old saying that. That means it would have been 20 years since 2006. At that point, we're going to be dead someday. But it's not like in 2026, he's going to all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm not going to stalk her anymore. Why not have a lifelong ban? I don't know. I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Is on your favorite celebs. But all right, let's start with Kylie Jenner because she is definitely in the Halloween spirit. Mm. The beauty mogul shared a spooky new video on Instagram to tease her upcoming Halloween collab.
Oh, it's so spooky. Watch out.
For Kylie Cosmetics. Mm. The teaser clip showed Kylie covered in blood as a haunting rendition of 1-2 Freddy's Coming for You from the 1984 Freddy Krueger film.
So it's the Halloween season and my girlfriend's really into Halloween and I'm a pussy and I'm scared. I don't want to watch the movies. And that was one of them and I just don't want to do it.
In the background.
Nope.
For this year's drop, the cosmetics brand unveiled a Nightmare on Elm Street collection, which includes killer lipsticks, lashes, and pressed powder, which is set to launch next week. I might have to use this for my Halloween costume. Okay, but moving on to Kim Kardashian's upcoming SNL debut this weekend. According to Page Six, although the Keeping Up star is nervous about the role, she is determined to be a success, and she's getting some help from a close friend. Page Six reports that Kanye West has been quietly advising Kim on her performance, her opening monologue, and even her costumes for the show. The costume aspect is not surprising to me.
I don't care anymore. But why you play the news clips, Ryan, if you don't care? I don't know. I do know that this next thing that we're going to talk about is nothing more and nothing less than a publicity stunt.
Leah Remini and Ellen DeGeneres clearly have no problem telling each other how they really feel. The King of Queens alum visits the Ellen DeGeneres show, where she got into the Halloween spirit by telling Ellen that it's, quote, normal for a parent to scare the crap out of their kids. Leah.
I'd be afraid, too, if she was my mom. I feel like she would really lay down the law.
And husband Angela's 17-year-old daughter is currently a high school senior. Leah went on to recall a time when she had her assistant hide in the star's dance instructor's car.
I take ballroom dance.
Yes.
I have two teachers, and one of my teachers was there, and I had my assistant dress up in pigtails.
Leah apparently didn't know how to read Ellen's face and went on to lightheartedly tell the host.
No, because you're acting really interested.
Whatever.
So, like, I don't know if you're doing that thing where you're, like, into my story.
I'm always into
that. Oh, there, you know, beforehand, Ellen was like, can you kind of bust my balls a little bit? Because the whole time I've been on TV, everyone's always kissed my ass, and now people think I can't take a joke. So can you bust my balls a little bit?
Ellen!
There's never been that conflict. This is nothing more than a publicity stunt.
At this point, both stars were smiling but didn't appear to be joking around. When Ellen seemingly asks,
what do you mean I'm acting interested?
A bit awkward.
Ellen DeGeneres, she acts so tough on TV and like she's the authority, but you know, in that relationship with Portia de Rossi, Portia's whipped at, not at all. I said that incorrectly. Ellen is whipped as hell. You know, she's doing the dishes. I'm just saying. I don't really see Ellen commanding the room at home. You know, I just don't get that vibe from her. You don't really look at Ellen DeGeneres and go, oh, wow, she's really got things in order. I would say her biggest problem is she's not funny.
I did see some people who were commenting on your outfit.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's a cool dress.
Pete Davidson is just comfortable with the way he looks, including the time he wore a dress.
I love all these middle-aged dudes that make fun of these celebrities like Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson and all these NBA players for dressing very different. But you guys put makeup on your face and thought Kiss was a good band? Yeah, you're not that cool. Oh, you went to Woodstock where you laid in dog crap? Ooh, you guys are a better generation. Oh, and also, all these macho men that judge Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly for dressing flirtatious at times, you guys are all about women and sex, because that's what Gen Xers are about, sex. You should be looking up to Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly for this. They're having sex with hot chicks, and you're not.
During the weekend update segment of Saturday Night Live's season 47 premiere, Pete poked fun at his look from the 2021 Met Gala while also declaring that he can't believe he was back on the NBC show. Pete made his debut at the Met wearing Tom Brown, and he made sure to comment on his fashion choice.
That's a cool dress. I look like James Bond at his quinceañera. I look like if one of the three blind mice sold fentanyl.
I bet he literally was like kind of high and like, well, he's definitely high and didn't know what he's going to talk about for the weekend update. So he's like, let me just wear an obnoxious outfit so I can just roast myself for content.
Top of making jokes about the dress he wore, Pete also jokingly shared the reason why he decided to wear a dress.
Because I really want to get freaky with those bisexual women who think that's cool.
Truth is, I already wear a dress or paint my nails sometimes just because I love making my uncles uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, what do they think of the outfit?
Well, when my Uncle Steve saw it, he was like, hey, I don't get it, but whatever makes you happy. All right, you're still welcome in my house. I'll just put the seat down when you're over.
Pete went on to confirm that his uncle was afraid that people would think he's gay just because he wore a dress.
Whatever. In this short lifetime, you should be whatever the hell you want to be. But some people should not be James Bond.
Both are joining Lisa and Billy.
There's only one actor who could replace Daniel Craig, Idris Elba.
For sure. Brooding. Handsome. Doesn't smile.
Sounds like you, Billy Bush.
Lisa, I could not agree more. Idris is the one for me. I've been campaigning for this for a long time.
So they asked everybody at Extra, who should be the next James Bond. And I think they should just end the movie series. It's not really cool anymore. Ooh, a secret agent. Wow. And honestly, we don't really look up to secret agents anymore. I mean, look at what's going on with the Brian Laundrie thing. Oh, secret agents always on top of the game.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Adele. The singer is reportedly looking for a venue to host her Las Vegas residency after announcing her upcoming single, Easy on Me, which will be out on October 15th. It's being reported that Adele is considering a lengthy stint in Vegas next year in support of...
Nice and lengthy with Rich Paul.
Her upcoming fourth album, which is rumored to be titled 30. According to Billboard, the singer is deciding between either the Park Theater at Park MGM Las Vegas or the Coliseum at Caesars.
Oh, such hard problems trying to figure out where to have a sold-out concert.
Palace. I am so ready for new Adele music.
Oh, geez.
And moving on to some frightening news. According to TMZ, Ray J is in the hospital and...
But a few days later, we got the update that everything was good in the world, so we don't need to play that. 856-49-HOPPY.
Many restaurant owners are posting signs like this, pleading with the public to be kind.
Okay, but I've noticed recently that servers have been real assholes, and it makes me really appreciate a good server. I get you are understaffed. I get people don't want to work. I get you're underpaid. I get it. I get you're doing four people's jobs at once. But we all have hardships in life, man. So it's like, hey, man, don't take it out on me. I'm just trying to eat.
The rise in bad behavior is said to be due to frustration over mask and vaccine requirements.
Oh, yeah, I gotta wear my mask. I'm so tough. I'm so against wearing a mask. To all those macho men out there that judge masks, just know you look worse when you don't wear a mask.
and slower service. As restaurant staff quit in droves, in the month of June alone, 722,000 food service employees walked off the job.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, a lot of food not being fed, not being ate.
And nationwide, there are 1.4 million job openings in restaurants and hotels.
And who wants to work four jobs at once for $15 an hour?
Hells.
If that.
It's a tough industry. You're working nights, weekends, holidays. You're on your feet. You're dealing with the public. And a lot of restaurant workers have now been put in the middle of not only the public health.
All right. So everything will work out in the end. Not at all.
After news broke that the Kid Laroi dropped Scooter Braun as his manager, we now have word on exactly what led to the shocking split. Let's get into it.
Please.
Australian musician the Kid Laroi. Laroi recently parted ways with his management at Scooter Braun's SB Projects and is now being repped by Adam Lieber at Rebel Management. We covered the story last week, so if you need a refresher, we'll share the link right above.
Oh,
after it was previously revealed that both the Kid and Scooter parted ways in a mutual agreement,
Scooter just seems like such a bad dude.
More information has been released, citing that the exit is actually due to Scooter's, quote, poor management skills.
You're telling me he wouldn't be a good manager? Whoa. Just look at him and he just screams white privilege.
According to Billboard, Kid revealed that Scooter kept selling himself, saying he was the best man for the job.
The best men for the job just do the job. They don't tell you they're the best.
An initial Zoom pitch.
It's called small dick energy.
Meeting. When the Kid and Scooter met for a second time to go over a more defined career plan, Kid also felt that SB Projects was...
So it was a case of a 19-year-old kid and a Kid Laroi, an up-and-coming superstar, and Scooter Braun, a douchebag. So you have two egos there. It's not really going to work out in the end.
Nick Jonas is a sucker for Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, I thought it was for love.
On Wednesday, the 29th...
Although if I was banging her, I'd be in love too.
Year-old singer couldn't help but gush over his wife when she posted a series of pictures from her day off in Valencia, Spain on Instagram. In the first snap, Pri is catching some sun and posing on a boat in a yellow swimsuit as she holds on to her white hat. A perfect day off, she captioned her post, to which...
Oh, beautiful people going out and about looking beautiful. That's never happened before. Happens to me all the time. So good looking.
Fans are rolling with excitement at Justin Bieber's latest business venture, Peaches Pre-Rolls.
Hell yeah, Justin Bieber's got some marijuana, and everyone's going to smoke it up, and then all of a sudden have midlife crises. Last news clip of the day before we get into the final round, I read some news headlines.
Monica Lewinsky is back in the spotlight.
Why? Okay, like, I get that it takes two to tango, but it's just like, what a weird legacy, man. She's not, like, very interesting. She's not very talented. Neither is Bill.
As her story is being told in the new miniseries on FX,
Mr. President,
they make her look real dumb.
And do you know a woman named Monica Lewinsky?
That's me. That's my face.
Mm-hmm. This woman is coming forward to tell another story. How Monica's affair with Bill Clinton was not her first relationship with a married man.
Whoa. She's not a homewrecker at all.
Monica Lewinsky wasn't just having an affair with your husband, but was having an affair with the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Kate Nason found out she was connected to one of the biggest scandals in political history from her mother.
My mother said that she was reading the LA Times that said that the President of the United States was having an affair with a White House intern. And I said, so? And she said, honey, the intern is Monica.
She gets around.
Kate's husband was a teacher named Andy Blyler.
We met when a friend brought him to my house. He was funny and charming, and he fixed things, which was fantastic. He asked me to marry him 9 times in 4 years, and on the 10th time...
There's a comment on the video. Damn, she passed herself around more than a blunt at a Snoop Dogg concert. The YouTube comment section can be a real hit or miss.
I caved. If I had been paying attention, I would have seen red flags from the get-go.
And he did have an affair with Monica.
In 1998, Kate...
So weird seeing press conferences about like cheating and affairs, and now everyone's cheating but me.
...suffered the humiliation of appearing at a press conference with her husband when he admitted everything. She calls it her stand-by-your-man moment.
That's how you put it.
You can actually see her mouth the words, I love you.
Well, you know, that's probably the moment I regret ever walking out on that front porch. I could not for the life of me figure out how did I end up in this crazy, curious place. But I was.
What a hard life she has. 856 of 49, happy. Fox News star Sean Hannity reveals that he works out like a Marine every day and that he broke his fingers during a martial arts training as the network celebrates its 25th anniversary with the TV superstar, according to Daily Mail. It's just interesting because you look at Sean Hannity and he's not very tough. So I don't really believe it. 856 49 hobby. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Urban Meyer. Okay, so Sunday, Urban Meyer was getting his drink on in Columbus, Ohio, even though the Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-4. And he was wearing his Ohio State jersey, trying to show off. And then he's in a crowded part of the bar. And this girl, while he's sitting on one of the bar's stools, the girl begins to grind on him. And it's like, whoa, a married man cheating on his wife in professional sports? That's never happened. So, Urban Meyer then says, I'm sorry. And his poor wife was at home eating corn on the cob, literally, and tweeting about it and babysitting his grandkids. Well, he's out and about cheating on his wife and his poor family, man. I'd be so embarrassed. I don't care how much of a superstar coach you are. Not anymore. I don't care how much of a coach you are. The draft stars, not at all. When you cheat on your wife, man, you're done. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I am all out of breath. It is 12:11 on Friday, October 8th. This has been Happy Hour. That time and date doesn't really matter when I'm recording this, but this following segment has been brought to you, and the show has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. When you get the invoice, go to WestchasePrinting.com and tell them I sent you. TampaBayHotSauce.com, the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. All their locations in Florida can be seen at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And if you don't live in Florida, order online. Add them on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. And let us know what you cook up. Also, it's been brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. When I tell you that Rich Keeley Master Barbershop is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Go to RichKBarber.com. Sign up for an appointment. Go to Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard and tell them I sent you. This has also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com, Devin Prasad, the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. He's a sage, so he will also calm me down and give you life advice. He's a really good dude. He's one of my best friends. Fit_sage_fitness on Instagram, FitSageFitness.com, and tell him I sent you. And if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you should be because you don't live in Florida, whatever that means. You can do virtual workouts with him. It's all at FitSageFitness.com. Tell them I sent you. And this has been brought to you by, do I have any more here? I feel like I should know all the sponsors I have. but it's also 12:13 at night. And if you're listening this deep, you're a real big fan of me because we're an hour and a half in on this. So we might as well just do nothing and you'll keep listening. Oh, Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North. And that is in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Go to Amazon Music too. Go to every single one of those platforms and search up Hoppe Radio, H-O-P-P-E, and spread the word. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I picture you when I'm recording this, working your ass off. I want to make you laugh. But then again, the way to manifest laughter is to, you know, just let it happen. A good comedian doesn't have to let you know they're a comedian, so I'm just going to be quiet. You can add me on Instagram at Ryan Hoppe Radio, Twitter at Ryan Hoppe Radio, Snapchat Hoppe Radio. They won't let me change the name. Like the Facebook page, I guess, but message me on all social media. Add me on my Facebook, Ryan Hoppe. ZRadioLive.com. I really shouldn't go before talking about my affiliate, but ZRadioLive.com. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time on the Odyssey app, Z Radio Live. QuadPod, QODPOD.com / Ryan Hoppe. And I think that's it, man. I do think that's it. Before we go, there's some breaking news. Tinder has changed the hookup game forever with a new feature. The company has partnered with Lyft to allow users to buy rides for their match without leaving the app. If HPV wasn't a pandemic before that news, it will be now.
Hoppe Hour. Hoppe Hour.
Hoppe Hour is now over. Hoppe Hour is now over. Hoppe Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.